just the one on it at the end. First half was, you know, Cork was a better side for it in the first half. Two or three lads now in around the middle of field, you know, like that are, you know, like they're very excellent, very, very good, you know, like, and we found it difficult for to get the grips with them. But we hung in there for it, you know, and we came out in the second half and we were a lot better. You know, we showed that we were, you know, a wee bit about us. We had a couple of chances for the, you know, for the really, upset the apple cart. But unfortunately, narrowly wide, and then with about 5 minutes to go, 4 minutes to go, I think it was for it. That was it. It was a bit of a sucker punch. Looked kind of marginally offside. But listen, at the end of the day, we can't really have a lot of complaints. We've had an absolutely smashing year, and you know, pretty funny second in Ireland. It's no disgrace at all. And the boys, you know, the boys in the second half, they really showed what they can do. And you know, they're very proud in there at the minute. They're laughing and joking here in the hotel now. So you know, like, it's easily forgotten at 11 years of age, Park.
Talk to me about the game. I know that I had a couple of spies at the game today, and well, the first reaction was Cork were fairly physical.
Aye, they were physical. They were. You know, most of the teams that we've played, you know, there's a wee bit of physicality about them. Now, we are lacking a bit of physicality, Park. There's no doubt about it, you know, like, and I think most of the people would agree that, you know, that have seen this. You know, like, we have a few boys that are just, you know, they're just not at that level, you know, like, they just haven't developed to that level where they can give it, you know, like 100%, you know, like physicality-wise, you know. And there was a few wee late challenges today. I thought they could have been dealt with a wee bit better by the officials early, but, you know, they're slow to hand out yellow cards and that at this level, Park, you know. You know, there's a couple of nasty enough weekend of challenges. But, you know, it's something that the boys have to get used to as well, Park, and they have to get stronger. They have to get that wee bit cuter, you know, and they have to get that wee bit more physical, you know, and it'll help their overall game whenever that comes, you know. But listen, like I say, we can't have a whole lot of complaints, to be honest with you, you know.
I suppose the season, looking back now, it's easy always to look back at a season that things you thought you made a one that you didn't won. But look, to be fair to your side, look into this final, they've won nearly everything they've entered so far, bar the All Ireland. So it's not been a bad year, Johnny.
It's been a brilliant year, Park. It's been a brilliant year, you know, to be honest with you. And with 5 minutes to go, you know, we were all standing there thinking, you know, extra time and penalties, brilliant. No bother at all, you know, because I thought, you know, that we were getting that wee bit stronger, you know, like, as the game went on. You know, we made a good lot of changes, you know, like, we tried to get boys on the pitch. You know, we had a couple of boys that were hurt, and then they had to come off. So, like, we were chopping and changing and dipping, you know. Cork, I think they made one change, maybe. They had one change, so that just kind of shows you where they were at, like, and where we were at, you know. But it's been an absolutely fantastic season. And now we transition to 11-a-side now, getting ready for the Foyle Cup. Again, I'm sure that we'll give the Foyle Cup a good rattle, you know, as the boys make the big change now up the 11-a-side, you know, get prepared to it. And we're really looking forward to that. We're really, 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 really looking forward to 11-a-side, you know, like getting 11 of these boys on the pitch at the one time instead of 9, you know, and getting that wee bit of more game time and wee bit more experience. And, you know, see, can we work on the wee basics that we're always talking about for it, you know, like, I mean, can the boys be a wee bit now, you know, can they be, you know, that wee bit more braver on the ball, you know, like, unless they're afraid of losing it. So, you know, we'll work on all those basics now for the Foyle Cup. And hopefully by the end of July, Brick, we'll give the Foyle Cup a really good rattle too, you know.
Donegal schoolboys in a good place at the minute, Johnny. Look, you know, I think we were just having a conversation off air today. It's not too many teams have got into an interleague final at any grade, really, but at under 12, it's just fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think, actually, we were just kind of going over it last night, and we were, you know, like, contacting a few people. No, I don't think any under 12 Donegal schoolboys team has actually made the national final. Maybe one, maybe in the last maybe 7 or 8 or 9 years. For, like, it seems to be 13s or 14s, you know, before the boys will progress on to the finals. And I think that kind of, you know, like, leads to the issue, you know, like, to the issue just of that wee bit of extra physicality. The wee bit of extra, you know, like, maturity and all. I mean, like, we're only together just the 2 hours a week, Park. It's very, very hard for to get, you know, like, the kind of work done, like, that needs to be done, you know, like, in those 2 hours. I mean, like, we're pulling boys from all arts and parts of the county, you know, and it's kind of hard for to do that, you know. But listen, there's an awful lot of talent, Donegal, like, at soccer. And the 08s and the 09s that are coming up, piles of talent, Park. Absolutely piles of talent, you know. And if we have the right people involved and, you know, like, yeah, I mean, like, I have had a brilliant team behind me all year, like, and I just want to thank them. And I want to thank the parents, and I want to thank the committee, and I want to thank sponsors, I want to thank everybody that rode in behind us this year. Absolutely brilliant. If the 08s and the 09s, if they get the right people in, and if they get the same attitude from the players that I got, there'll be absolutely no bother with Donegal soccer going into the future at all.